Hi there, I'm Bill Ingram, and this is Welcome to Texas, a show about Texas history, lifestyle, and faith here in the Lone Star State. On today's show, we'll get an update on the battleship Texas. She was in dry dock getting repairs done for over a year and a half. We'll visit the folks that make igloo coolers out west of Houston on I-10. And what does God say about life? Well, we'll find out. That's all coming up today on Welcome to Texas. If you feel you're not reading the Bible as much as you should, check out The On-Ramp. It's a daily Bible reading podcast. Each weekday, there'll be a reading of one chapter of the Bible. In just a few minutes, you can begin a daily Bible reading habit. And listening is just as good as reading. Jump in today and get started. Check it out at hopenation.org or anywhere you hear your podcasts. So what does God say about life? Well, in Jeremiah 29:11, it says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope." We seem to live in a world today where it's all about me and what's in it for me. And I believe that's sad because that's not what God wants for us. He wants us to do well, but at the same time, not at the cost of stepping on others. He wants us to put our pride aside, humble ourselves, and love one another. Okay, I'll admit, that's not always easy. God never said it would be easy. As a matter of fact, He said we can expect difficulty in life. But if we follow Jesus, the journey will be much easier than going it alone. I lost my dad in year 2000, and I lost my mom in 2017. If I had not had Jesus in my life in those times, I don't know how or even if I would have gotten through it. There are plenty of other times I've had to lean on Jesus too. That's exactly what He wants us to do, though, is lean on Him, trust Him, believe in Him. I'm certainly no expert, but I've read enough of the Bible to know we only get one life to live, and if you live with Jesus in your heart, you're doing it right. It's the world's biggest small group podcast, and you're invited. Grow your faith like never before in the world's biggest small group. This podcast gives you access to uncut conversations with well-known people of faith. Subscribe to it at hopenation.org. Well, I just finished digging my igloo coolers out of the garage, getting ready for trips to the beach. You may not realize that igloo ice chests are made in the Houston area, just out I-10 west of Katy. However, in the 1940s, when they started out, they didn't make ice chests. They were a metalworking shop. They called the company Texas Tennessee Industries. Still trying to find their niche in the early 1960s, they made their first all-plastic ice chest. The ice chest seemed to be what they were looking for. In 1971, they changed the name of the company to Igloo. For many years, the corporate headquarters and manufacturing plant was located in Houston, where the intersection of I-10, the Katy Freeway, and the West Sam Houston Tollway are today. But in 2004, Igloo built a 1.8 million square foot facility in Waller County between Katy and Brookshire, just off of I-10 west of Houston. Today, Igloo employs 1,200 people, makes over 500 products that are sold in over 250 retailers in 70 countries around the world. Igloo claims that every 3 of 4 households own an Igloo cooler. I got to get mine cleaned out and ready for the beach. My friend and author Kim Weir hosts a podcast called The Art of Friendship. Kim will help you improve your already existing relationships and understand how to invest in others wanting to connect. With humor, honesty, and transparency, Kim guides the conversation with friends and experts to help you discover how life-changing and life-giving friendships can be yours. Search for it at hopenation.org. The USS Battleship Texas had already served and played a big role in World War I, serving in the Atlantic Fleet. In World War II, Battleship Texas supported the landings of North Africa, Omaha Beach, Southern France, and Iwo Jima. So after more than 34 years of naval service, on April 21st, 1948, she was given to the state of Texas to be used as a museum. If you grew up here in the Houston area, chances are you've seen her and you've even been on board. For 70 years, she was moored in La Porte at the San Jacinto Battleground State Historic Site, just across from the San Jacinto Monument. After decades of sitting in salt water, she needed a lot of repair. So in August of 2022, she was sent to dry dock in Galveston. We knew when she left La Porte she would not be back at that location, and there was a lot of speculation about where she might end up. Battleship Texas has undergone $75 million in repairs, but she's back in the water again. And I understand they still have some minor things to tweak, but then she'll be installed in her new permanent home at the Port of Galveston at Pier 21. Well, I'm off like a herd of turtles. I'm Bill Ingram, and this has been Welcome to Texas, a show about Texas history, lifestyle, and faith here in the Lone Star State. I hope you enjoyed today's show, and I hope you'll join me again for Welcome to Texas.